The Farmy Tour in town at the Bolingbrook Golf Club, and we're catching up with Dylan Meyer. And Dylan, it sounds like the first two rounds, at least, have gone well for you.
Yeah, pretty solid. You know, the first day I had a bogey-free round 66 to get off to a good start, and the other day I played well. But you know, I had a little mishap on 12 today where I made a 9, which was unfortunate. But hit two good drives, and they just didn't carry the hazard line. So. You know, other than that, I mean, it wasn't a discouraging thing. You know, I knew that I was going to be able to come out and make some birdies, and the goal after that was just to get back to even par with holes to play, and I gave myself that opportunity, and, you know, I just didn't make any birdies coming in, but, you know, I'm still right in this thing.
Yep. Do you think it helped getting out this morning? It looks like on the radar there is a line of storms that could blow through here and cause issues this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely anytime you can get off in the morning and, you know, go post a number or attempt to post a number whenever guys are going to have to come out here and, you know, are wondering if they're going to make the cut or they're flirting on that line of, you know, do they go make a run at the lead or do they, you know, fall back. So it's good to just get out and post a number and, you know, just chill out and see what happens for the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, we just left Mistwood in the State Am where a youngster named Tommy Cool is sitting atop the leaderboard because he got out this morning before the weather came. And I know that it seems like all you U of I guys do find a way to stay in touch with one another.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whether we've been on a team together or, you know, it's the current guys, you know, I've spoken to Tommy a few times here and there. But yeah, and being out here with Michael Feagles, you know, Nick Hardy, it's a good time. Everyone stays in touch, and I think that's what's important about our program is the brotherhood, and even after we're graduated, we all stay pretty well connected.
Yeah. Did you talk to Michael before? Because I know you had played at John Deere, and he got an exemption this year. Did you give him any tips? I know the first day was a little rough on him, but the second day he came back with a nice under par round, even though he didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I know. I told him to just go out and do his thing. You know, nobody needs to tell him what to do. I mean, he was in that PGA Tour U. He puts himself in some really good positions. He earned that sponsorship exemption. You know, and if he needed any advice, I was there to give it. But I would, you know, we trusted him, and, you know, coach trusts him to go out and play his game. And, you know, that's all that matters and counts.
Okay. What have you been doing? I mean, obviously the U.S. Open. Tell us about going to Torrey Pines. But you were first going to qualifying for that when we saw you at the Glen Club.
Yeah, no, it was a great time, great experience. I just didn't, unfortunately, bring my game with me. But it was a great U.S. Open, great venue. It was very fair, you know. Looking at the end of the round, you know, end of the 4 days with Rahm winning, and you look at the leaderboard, the best players in the world were at the top of the leaderboard, and that's the way it should be for a major championship. So props to the USGA for doing a great job and hosting a great event.
Mm-hmm. The Farmy Tour, you're in Illinois this week, but I believe there's some events coming up in your home state, Indiana. I'm sure you're looking forward to being a part of those.
Yeah, you know, we're going to go to Purdue next week. And then we got a couple weeks off, and we're going down to Sellersburg, Indiana, Fuzzy Zeller's course at Covered Bridge. I played there in high school. You know, I played a lot of events at Purdue in college and in high school and junior golf and whatnot. So, yeah, it's definitely exciting to get back and play in the home state, you know, be around some family and some friends where it's easy for them to drive and watch me play. So it's going to be nice to play some courses that I'm familiar with and I've been around a few times.
Well, no matter what level of golf you're at, your game can go up and down. You said yours was trending in the right direction at the Glen Club. Do you still see progress over the last couple of weeks and as you kind of get back out here and play some tour events?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it all started, you know, when I Monday qualified for Puerto Rico. That's kind of whenever I knew my game was heading in the right direction. You just don't show up to a Monday and just willy-nilly get in, you know what I mean? So being able to get into a couple PGA Tour events, the U.S. Open through qualifying, and, you know, coming out here and playing, you know, halfway solid this week, and, you know, just keep showing that my game is showing up where I need it to be, and hopefully at the right time we get there.
All right, we're looking at the Callaway hat. Free plug for your sponsor. Tell us a little bit about what you're hitting these days and how well your equipment's working for you.
Yeah, you know, Callaway's been great through this whole process. They've been with me through the ups and downs, you know, been there to talk and discuss. You know, I'm in some of the new stuff. The Epic Speed driver has been fantastic. Just put a new putter into play 2 weeks ago. That two ball 10, you know, Joe Toulon and I, we spent time, we did a whole putter fitting out in Carlsbad during the U.S. Open. So I thought it would be the appropriate time to go ahead and throw it in the bag. And, you know, so far it's worked well. I made some couple more 15 footers than what I have been lately. So I'm excited about this whole process and where we're going with, you know, Callaway and Travis Matthew.
Final thought, tell us a little bit about this golf course, the first two rounds and maybe your approach for the next couple days.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with Feagles a little bit about it, and a lot of people from Champaign are going to know this, but this is exactly like Stone Creek back home. So a lot of people will know exactly what I'm talking about.
The old Stone Creek?
The old Stone Creek, exactly. So wide open, I mean, basically it's a replica. So just come out here, hit some fairways, and give yourself some good positions to some of these pins, because that's kind of the defense of the golf course, so they can put them in some tight spots. So it's just all about just putting yourself in the right positions in the fairways.